This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. This day in sports history. It's April 4th, and on this day in 1983, it was the dramatic end to one of the most improbable runs in NCAA championship history. It was NC State versus Houston, the cardiac pack against Phi Slamma Jamma. I've mentioned NC State's improbable run in previous editions, their unlikely ACC tournament title that punched their ticket to the dance in the first place, surviving a double overtime scare in their first round game against Pepperdine, beating Ralph Sampson and the Virginia Cavaliers twice in the postseason. Well, here they are in the finals against a Cougars team that had only lost twice this season, with their last one coming 3.5 months prior. Interestingly enough, that loss was to top-ranked Virginia on December 16th. The Cougars had All-American Clyde Drexler, Hakeem Olajuwon, and others. In the pre-shot clock era, they scored points in bunches, averaging a little more than 82 points a game. They played the game fast and above the rim, and they were heavily favored to win this one. But the Pack came out with confidence. 6'11" Thurl Bailey went head-to-head with Olajuwon, putting up 15 points in the first 20 minutes to give State an 8-point halftime lead. The Cougars had another problem. Drexler picked up 4 fouls in the first half. Add to that, the Pack had been pretty good that season when they led at halftime, winning 22 of 25 of those. But Houston was not paying attention to stats. They came out of the locker room going on a 17-2 run to take the lead back, and they did it with Drexler sitting on the bench for the first 10 minutes of the second half with those fouls. With 3 minutes 20 seconds left in the game, Drexler was fouled and went to the free throw line. He hit both, giving Houston the 52-46 lead. They would never score again. Sidney Lowe and Derek Wittenberg hit long-range shots to tie the game at 52. And quick note, the three-point shot was not in effect in this game, despite there being a three-point arc on the floor. As I mentioned a few days ago, prior to its adoption for the 86 season, several leagues experimented with it. New Mexico from the WAC had been one of those leagues, and so their home court, the Pitt, hosting the Final Four this year, had the arc. I bring that up because the 3 shots that Wittenberg and Lowe combined to tie it up were all behind the 3-point arc. Houston's next possession, they slowed it down. Now remember, no shot clock. State fouled Alvin Franklin. Houston was not a good free throw shooting team, and Franklin, facing a 1-and-1, missed the front end. State grabbed the rebound with 1 minute 2 seconds to play. After a timeout, the Pack went into a spread offense, playing for the last shot, and Houston went into their half-court trap defense, meaning they were not sitting back in the zone, they were going for steals, and they came close several times. But of course, you know what happened next. But to refresh your memory and take you back to 1983, here's NC State play-by-play man Wally Ausley with the call from that night.
10 seconds. Now Sidney goes to Bailey in the corner. 5 seconds left to Wittenberg. Wittenberg tries about a 30-footer. No good. Step back. Lorenzo Charles. State. Lorenzo Charles slams it in. A missed shot from 35 feet. Lorenzo Charles grabbed it. Stuffed it back in. The Cinderella team has done it. The glass slipper fits. The Wolfpack has won the national championship.
And of course, that ignited one of the great celebrations as Jim Valvano ran around the court looking for somebody to hug. The Cardiac Pack pulled off the incredible, winning 3 games just to make the tournament, and then 6 more to win their 2nd national title in school history, 54-52. One more thing that you may not know or forgot about. After having 14 dunks against Louisville in the semifinal game 2 nights before, Houston only had 1 dunk against the Pack, coming from Olajuwon in the first half. Also on this day in 1988, another surprise win in the NCAA title game. But this one isn't one that you typically talk about when you talk about tournament upsets. But according to Vegas, this was the biggest of them all. This was a battle of old Big 8 rivals, Oklahoma at 35-3 and an 11-loss Kansas team, with the Sooners listed as 8-point favorites going in. Just for comparison, Houston was only a 7-point favorite in 83. From an individual standpoint, this was Oklahoma's Stacey King versus Kansas's Danny Manning. The game was a track meet in the first half, with the Sooners bombing threes and Kansas answering on the other end by hitting 71% of their shots, and it was tied at 50 at the break. The second half slowed down a good bit, with the Sooners going on a little run to take a 5-point lead, but Manning brought the Jayhawks back and then hit 4 straight free throws in the closing seconds to finish the game with 31 points and give Kansas their first title since 1952. And in 2021, it was the women's national championship game between Stanford and Arizona. Arizona was down 7 late in this one, but fought their way back into it. And when Ari McDonald hit a top-of-the-key 3, it was a 1-point advantage for the Cardinal with 3.5 to play. An and-one on the other end put the margin back up to 4 with 2.5 to play, but Stanford would not score another point. But the Wildcats could not find the equalizers, and the Cardinal women won their 3rd NCAA title, but their 1st since 1992. Stanford has a long and storied history in women's basketball, and this win was incredibly appropriate because also on this day, way back in 1898, Stanford played Cal in the 1st intercollegiate women's game. Stanford also won that one by a score of 2-1 in front of a crowd of 700 women. And in 1985, the Tulane men's basketball program was eliminated by the university after a points-shaving scandal and a system of coaches paying players was uncovered. The points-shaving scandal involved nearly all the players of the men's basketball team. Surprisingly, the program may actually have been able to survive that. But on this day, when it came to light that head coach Ned Fowler and 2 assistant coaches owned up to paying players, a recommendation was made to dissolve the men's program entirely. And because of this, all of Tulane's athletic programs were booted out of the Metro Conference because men's basketball was a requirement for membership. It was not until 1989 that the men's team was added back in to Tulane Athletics, and they were allowed back in the Metro Conference. And here's today's non-sports Did You Know? The first city to be illuminated by electricity was Wabash, Indiana, on March 31st, 1880. That's all for today. Thanks for stopping by, and come on back tomorrow when I'll have more This Day in Sports History. This has been an original Thrive Suite production.
Hey there, Sports History fans. We've got some exciting news to share with you. 6 of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all six of them. Again, every vote counts, and we got to show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You got to go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.